Okay, what shall I call it? Talking head, I think, should make this the WW3 avoidance film. And it could start something along the line of what I wrote there on Facebook, that they say that World War III is already going on, and we could put in some quotes, you know, some clips there, famous people saying. Now, what does that mean? I mean, well, wars are different today, I learned. Or rather, more developed on other levels than the military conflict in terms of gun violence. And of course, it was always like that, psychological warfare and economic warfare. And today, the smart, clever humans have understood that you can indeed use money and information and all kinds of things, other weaponized things, as they call it, or use them in a weaponized way, as they call it, to cause as much harm as bullets and bombs. And most probably at a lower cost. So we have what is called a hybrid war. And what is that? Well, we can look at that quickly, just so we know what's going on here. And I think that most of you looking at this agree, or at least suspect, that something is going on in the world today. Something very big that may lead to, in a not too distant future, or maybe even we are there right now in the middle of it, radical changes in the global world of humanity. Now, so Those of us who feel, consider ourselves responsible citizens of democracies which require responsible citizens, or they will be overtaken by clowns and psychopaths or businesses, which is unfortunately much what is going on over there in the world that calls itself very nice things, the free world, the world of the brave, and the this and that. But where more and more people are now starting to look a little doubtful. About those words, fine words which are continuously pumped out into media. Now, hybrid warfare, let's keep it in mind. Let's listen to those who say we are in a third world war. Because it might simply be a matter of us waking up now and seeing it. Because one thing with this hybrid war is that much of it is designed to not be visible. And it should be easy to understand why, because if you can attack your enemy without being visible to the enemy, who won't even know who does it, then you of course have a great advantage. Plus, you don't risk making more enemies or even getting the rest of the world against you rather than with you, which is important. So, political, you know, economical sanctions, what are they? We hear about them, right? Blockade, this and that, against this country, the United States, are generally the one instigating them. We can go back to Cuba, which has been sanctioned by the USA for many years now, since, you know, we can tell a little bit history there. Now, at this point, I think we should and need to look at what is really, really going on here. Not up there in the chat chess game between the rich and the powerful. From their luxury homes, but us, yes, it could be you and me tomorrow. Ordinary people, you know, with our families and our children and our loved ones and our friends and our homes. Because when these guys up there and girls, play their game, it's the pawns that are sacrificed and dying, us. So I think that's what we should first do, cleaning our slate a bit and seeing it from that perspective. Whoever up there is the good and the bad one, let's wait with that, because you see, it's a little trickier. Than it may seem, and we need to start trying to look at it, the bigger picture. Well, first of all, yes, a sanction towards another country. It's like a bomb carpet. It destroys homes, not by explosives, but by removing that which keeps it up. The oil, the food, things that uphold the industry and corporations, companies, small, big, inside that country. Making the economy crash and making people poor and hungry, including women and children, including people like you and me. Now, let's remember and look there. Those guys did it, but they are not hungry. Oh no, they have their own islands and bunker, indoor cities, safely sheltered from it. Anything from nuclear disaster to environmental crisis. But you know, we should also well, first of all, maybe let's just do that. Wait a little with this good and the bad. You know, here we can just show this hero and the villain. Because, you see, and that's what I'm trying to get to here in the beginning. Hybrid warfare, as we'll see here, it can be done by weaponizing economy, trade markets and this and that, deals, sanctions, making an entire world boycott and refuse to trade with the country that you want to attack. Now, to accomplish that is a great feat of art, I would say. How would you get practically the entire world to obey you in a campaign crafted by you to starve out another country and the people there? People like us, you know? Well, the answer is simple and well known throughout the history of warfare. It's about the power, the hidden power of psychological warfare, also called propaganda. And that's the thing. We said hybrid warfare is designed to be invisible, hidden. You might even find yourself in the middle of a world war and won't even see it, because you still have your home and your family and your friends around you. The way they always used to be and will always continue being, right? Well, some don't anymore. So, listen carefully, because this is where it gets tricky. Propaganda, you know, in the Second World War, they call it psychological warfare propaganda. You fly over enemy cities and drop leaflets. Give up now, the war is over. Your government gave up, all kinds of propaganda, which means crafted information to enter your mind somehow or other without you rejecting it, and then changing it, molding it, affecting it. Often, you see, there's a whole psychology for this. Extremely sophisticated knowledge. And it was developed through the years, the KGB, the CIA, all these, well-known groups whose very job it is to do that. Propaganda, information warfare, it is sometimes called. It's all there, as much today as it was then. And if you now then say, oh, it's a conspiracy theorist here, I don't see any propaganda, I'm thinking freely, I make up my own opinion, don't tell me that I'm wrong, don't come here and point a finger at me saying I'm brainwashed by some propaganda. I'm living in a free world and we have free media here, and I see what I want to see, not controlled by some totalitarian government that is blocking it through some great firewall. Well, yeah. Now, that's why I just wanted you to keep in mind one important feature, I would say necessary feature of work in propaganda, or propaganda in work, is, and that's included in the very nature of it, it's hidden. You don't notice it, and I know. Now this little boing figure comes up there saying, oh, I knew it, conspiracy theorist. But let's just talk in principle, theoretical. This is basically military knowledge 101 in the field of information and propaganda and psychological warfare, right? We can bring in people, military people like that. I can try and get Pramana over this. Anyway, lieutenants also, who can kind of stick in here and confirm these things from the military point of view. So anyway, can you, in at least in principle, in theory, as a possibility, include that in your worldview? Well, sorry, but we have to really be honest about it and speak openly here. Would you be able to, at least theoretically, accept the possibility that there are people present on this planet, maybe close to you, far away from you, who are much smarter than you are, and who know how to manipulate you to believe pretty much what they want you to believe. Well, you know, you have hypnotists who sometimes show that on stage. They can manipulate minds. So it's obviously possible. And if we study, for instance, marketing, if you learn marketing and psychology, you can just read a couple of books on it, and you realize what pretty good knowledge those people, sales people, basically, or their consultants, have about how to manipulate our minds and make us like and believe what they want us to like and believe, and hate or dislike or disbelieve that which you tell them to hate, dislike, and disbelieve by our product, not theirs. Vote for our candidate, not for the bad guy. And if the little conspiracy theory man in the box pops up now, then wait, get back down there, because we're talking seriously here. The only thing you need to do to check that, if that's a fact or not, is to do just that. Check facts. And there are, of course, ample facts of how con men and hypnotists and politicians and salespeople and whatever there are sometimes fooling us, okay? So then comes the big one. Can you accept, at least in theory, the fact or the possibility that the screen you look at now and the one you look at when you come home in the sofa and the one you look at your work on that desk, the little one in the pocket, the other one on the table, the one on the watch, all those little screens that, well, you could make a little statistics how many hours a day you're spending in front of such screens. That those screens and what we see and hear and read on them which are, of course, the content, as they call it, designed by and produced by people, that there could be people there too who are very good at making you think and want and hate and believe and disbelieve what they want you to. Okay, man in the box down, because again, check facts. If you look at this film on an ordinary standard video platform, this man explains how he has the knowledge and how he used that knowledge to make Donald Trump president. Now, of course, he could, and probably, well, could be another narcissistic media figure wanting attention, but the film shows pretty well how they could have done it. Using the smartest geniuses, which they did, in the most powerful media corporations of the world, like, well, you know them, you know, the big social media giants, which have become like continents. Billions of people living in them. Well, in short, it explains how they went to, you know, the Book of Faces there and asked to see the experts. We know you have experts on this. We pay you anything, you sit down with us and tell us how to use your media to promote a politician or whatever, if they said it straight out. In the best way, most powerful way possible. That's basically what they said, and they got that knowledge, probably paid for it quite well. And, well, at least you can understand that there are powers out there, smarties, who have implemented right here at what you look at now, and it's getting more and more refined now with AI also. Algorithms, as we call it, computer code, that, well, first of all, crawls around over the internet into your phone, wherever it can get, as far as it can get. Trust me on that, because it's going on fairly quietly. But it's easy because nowadays people give their consent that the information on your phone can be used and stored. Did you ever get that message, that question? Just click OK here. OK? And we do not realizing that now we have given our legal permission. So the backdoor works starts, and of course all of us who are system administrators, educated on networking databases, we know that, what power there is in that technology. Which, and this is what this man also and those around there realized, and the ones running these big platforms, which they do, the social media platforms, of course, in order to make money and, or maybe even more importantly, to make us into citizens and residents of their domain, their world. Customers, of course, to their customers. And we see the advertisement pouring in. We get used to it. And it's also that working there on our subconscious, because you see, we have a subconscious. Well, you know, this is getting tricky. Because I don't know who you are, if you know all these things already, or if I have to also turn to a possible host of people in my audience that are, you could say, less educated, but I mean, let's just take it quickly. The subconscious is, you know, we have a mind, and that's what we use to think with and all that, right? Where you have feelings and consciousness, aware of what's going on. Now, that mind, and this was, I would say, established and proven by Mr. Freud, the famous founder of psychoanalysis, as scientifically proven, that there are levels of our mind. Beyond or below or above, whatever, our current conscious mind, you know, that which we are conscious about right now. And if that sounds strange to you, well, the dreams you had last night and whatever happened then, or they happened and they are just, you know, somewhere below there, somewhere deeper, somewhere behind all that, what's happening here in the surface world. So just that understanding, that which is also, you could say, completely accepted, well known and used I would say more than anything else in propaganda and advertisement and all of that, right? If you ever saw these programs by Darren Brown and others, they talk about priming, how you can send messages to people into their subconscious minds subliminally. There are words for it, and if you don't believe me, and just check the facts, because this is the secret. This is the way of safely maneuvering in this very strange world. Check the facts. If they tell you one guy is bad, check out why he's bad. Check out what he says or she. Just that goes far, a long way. And maybe especially so, because if you find, just to cut it short, that all these screens we are looking at and what we are hearing and then talking to each other, of course, and all that, media, and these cubic square, as my friends used to say, I mean, of modern super hyper duper media, which is actually free, which the internet is. Thanks God, that's beautiful. Has then seen the development of domains, you could say, large floating virtual domains called different cool names and run by different cool people, some of them, you know, having far out lots of money and technology and building rockets to fly themselves up into space and, you know, cool kids. And then, of course, we hear that there are others also there, secret government agencies tapping into their network. But now even they're allowed to, we give our consent to suck information from our screens and establish databases. If you know what a database is, you know that this is what's going on. And once you do that, you can just continue collecting and collecting and collecting information about every human being on this planet, and probably the animals too, if you like, in those big, nice supercomputers here and there. And I would say, you see, we don't see that. But if you should take all the little screens, the digital connections you have, where you, some or other, whether you think about it or not, have entered some or do enter here and there information about yourself, maybe just the fact that your phone shows and knows where you are located in the world right now. You know, you just open the map and you can have the GPS dot say, here you are. That's information stored in a database somewhere. This is just the technology behind those little nifty screens there. So to tap into that and save it is just a matter of a couple of keyboard strokes to connect in the right way to that whole network. Once you have the keywords and the whatever, or have hacked into them, or that's the reality of that virtual world, where not our reality is. We should remind ourselves that sometimes. It's kind of more here in the 3D world. So let's not get sucked into that. But this world in there is today's media. It used to be the TV set when I was a kid, or the radio even further back, and the newspaper. And if there was a war or whatever, or political conflicts in the country, you had that going on there in media too. In newspapers, there were leftist, rightist. But if something happens on a scale that the government needs to take control over, such as a war situation, those could also turn into propaganda machines, propaganda outlets, and that's, I would presume, as Primarnam again, is taught in military school as standard techniques. So we could go on and on, but this is important. And this is the homework for next time. But look at who is owning the machines, the resources for producing and distributing, putting that media onto your screen. Is it someone or some people who you can respect for telling truths, for being wise and intelligent and honest and so on, or businesses who only exist to produce as much profit as possible for the shareholders, because that's what a corporation by definition is. They write it into their bylaws when they found it, when they create it. So it's the only obligation of a corporation. So is that media that you are receiving owned by one of those? Well, then maybe, well, it's just business going on as usual. But the next questions, is that a huge corporation which has a lot of connection to politicians and military and all of that? Because, you see, when you start checking the facts, you'll find that, and it's all over the web anyway, that these corporations, they own each other, and ultimately there are just a few there, which are huge ones, which basically control the whole thing. Like, for instance, the whole military-industrial complex, owned by a couple of companies. And who do they own, and who do they own, and who owns this media actually? That kind of homework. Or is this an independent truth sayer? Or maybe this is someone pretending to be an independent truth-sayer, but is actually employed by some big corporation or some government or power people, whoever they are now. So that's a good homework. Check facts, including, of course, whatever you are being told, and therefore I say this is a good safety measure to start with right now. Whatever you're being told, the big important things now, we're talking about the global situation and very real destiny of this entire world that we are part of, which I think we should take the trouble, take the time to inform ourselves about. Well, they say this guy is good, this guy is bad. Who are those guys anyway? This guy over there, this girl over there, and why is she good and he bad? She bad and he good? And who says anyway? Just by checking those facts, I mean, sorry, we need to do our homework here too. Just as my kids are not doing their homework in school. This is the school of life, and here we have the possibility to share knowledge, and you can do what I do. Let's just cut the crap and wake up and start to do the good thing. Because ultimately, and this is important, I think, here, we see good things here. Possible good things. But you know, the good things, or some of them, and that's the nice thing, they start right here with you and me and us. And when we wisen up a bit more, we can even start to understand that it's not them and us, it's just us. We're all part of the whole thing. It's not the others who are doing it. It's all of us. And if you don't believe me, just take this thought experiment. Those who are leading the world, I mean, including those who own 50% of all the money in the entire world, are just 1%. Of the population of the world. And those who actually control these things going on now, all over the world, are just basically a handful of people, or a few handfuls. Now, for them to do all that, what they're doing, including building their cities and the weapons and the fighting the wars and running economy, building factories and working in them, and I mean, all that work which make our societies today into what they are is done by us. The people, power to the people. I mean, that's why the youngsters back then in the 60s, 70s, they started waking up to this. And they were out on the street shouting revolution. Of course, so much for that. We got the yuppies instead. But question is, what are we going to do now? Well, we don't have to gather and get weapons and go shooting our leaders, which I guess some are considering these days in certain countries, probably more in the West than the East. So they are doing pretty fine now, as far as I hear. No. Today we have, because it's all about knowledge. If the big guy over there says, look at me, I'm beautiful and I am successful and I'm your friend, so buy my product. Then we'll look a little further, we check the facts. And if that nice fellow, we can have here a picture of clown, you know, something like Ronald McDonald. And if not, don't buy their product. And don't become their product, because you see, when you are on these virtual platforms today, you are the product. If it's for free, then you are the product, someone wrote, and it's a fact. And again, of course, it's not a fact that anyone except people like us will push into your face. So we just need to educate ourselves a bit, and if you are still with me, well, I recommend you do that too. And you may wonder, who is this guy talking? Why should I believe him? Well, let me put it like this. I'm just a hired actor. And the script for this film comes from a bunch of far wiser people. Who they are? Well, basically you and me and all of us, when we take that wisdom to heart that we can actually learn from history, whether from the East or the West or South and North. But what's more important here, remember, check the facts. Because everything we will say here, we will give sources to where you can go and check the facts. And if you find some more facts needing to be checked, then give us the sources to them down here in the comment section. Okay, thank you.